On today's episode of Locked On Oilers, Johnny Gaudreau returns to Edmonton for the first time since the playoffs. Is Ivan Provorov a stylistic fit for the Oilers? And the Edmonton Oilers prospect report from over in Europe. All that much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers podcast. I am your host and former Oilers game day producer Brett Holden. As mentioned on today's episode, we're going to start off with the preview of the Edmonton Oilers and the Columbus Blue Jackets as Johnny Gaudreau makes his return throughout Alberta and stops in Edmonton tonight for the first time since leaving in the offseason. We'll talk about that in just a second. But also on today's episode, Frank Saravalli on Oilers Now yesterday said that Ivan Provorov would be the best stylistic fit for the Edmonton Oilers. What does that mean? And who else could be a quote-unquote stylistic fit for the Edmonton Oilers? We will talk about that a little later on. And to wrap up today's episode, we head over to Europe to take a check on the Edmonton Oilers prospects playing over in the KHL and in Sweden as well. All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers. Thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more by visiting FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. And where we are going to get started is, as mentioned, the Edmonton Oilers and the Columbus Blue Jackets face off at Rogers Place tonight, a 7:30 puck drop here in Edmonton. And it's the return of Johnny Gaudreau in Edmonton. He made his return in Calgary, not last night, but on Monday evening. And now he is making his return to Rogers Place for the first time since the dreaded Battle of Alberta playoff series that eventually made him leave and head to Columbus. You are welcome, Columbus Blue Jackets fans, I think is who I should be saying that to. But either way, some news and notes coming out of the Edmonton Oilers camp for tonight's game. Evander Kane confirmed out of the lineup for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Stuart Skinner will get the start in goal for the Oilers, and seems like they are going to go with an 11-7 lineup. Let's take a look at the projected lines for the Edmonton Oilers tonight against the Blackhawks. That's on Saturday. The Blue Jackets, which is tonight at 7:30. Leon Draisaitl will line up next to Connor McDavid and Zach Hyman on the first line. Clayton Costin, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Matthias Janmark make up the second line. And here's where things start to get a little jumbled here. Dylan Holloway skated alongside Ryan McLeod and Jesse Puljujärvi, and Warren Fogle skated alongside Derek Ryan. And James Hamblin was the centerman on that line. But as Bob Stauffer said on Oilers Now, he expects the Oilers to go 11-7. In this one. So since they are going 11-7, the defensemen are staying the same as they have basically all season, but more specifically over the last six games, as Darnell Nurse will pair up with Cody Ceci, Brett Kulak with Tyson Barrie, Philip Broberg and Evan Bouchard, and the seventh defenseman, Vincent Desharnais. As mentioned, Stuart Skinner expected, well, confirmed to get the start in net for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. I expect Jack Campbell will get the start against the Blackhawks on Saturday, but a big game for Jack Campbell here to, Stuart Skinner, to go into the All-Star break with a win, hopefully, under his belt. Let's take a look now on the flip side for the Columbus Blue Jackets, as they're not having a very good year. Obviously, one of the worst teams, in fact, tied for last place in the NHL for the Connor Bedard race. Actually, no, they aren't tied anymore. They did get a point against the Calgary Flames, so that kind of helps, I guess, the Columbus Blue Jackets, not really, I guess, if you're going for Connor Bedard. But hey, to each their own, I guess. 14-30-3 on the year with 31 points. And last night, the Chicago Blackhawks lost. And they are not tied, for last place. The Blackhawks have 32 points. They are 1 point ahead of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Let's party, everybody. The Columbus Blue Jackets last place in the NHL. Either way, lines for the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight: Johnny Gaudreau on the top line alongside Boone Jenner and Patrick Laine. Gustav Nyquist on the second line with Cole Sillinger and Kent Johnson. Pretty fun line there for the Blue Jackets. Liam Foudy is on the third line alongside Jack Roslovic and Kirill Marchenko. Jody Shelley said today, sniper for the Blue Jackets this year is Kirill Marchenko. Just scored his 10th goal of the year. On the fourth line, Buddy Robinson's brother, Eric Robinson, on the fourth line with Sean Crowley and Olivier on that line. Olivier dropped the gloves last game against Milan Lucic of the Calgary Flames for the Columbus Blue Jackets. On the back end, Vladislav Gavrikov, a player to watch for Edmonton Oilers fans tonight, is a name that has been linked to the Edmonton Oilers for a while now. He is alongside Adam Peake for the Blue Jackets. Almost said Blackhawks again. Let's go, baby. Tim Burney, and a surprising Swiss defenseman for the Blue Jackets, will line up next to Eric Gudbranson in the third pairing of Nick Blankenberg, another interesting player, alongside Adam Boqvist. The goaltender for the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight, Jonas Korpisalo, will get the start for the Blue Jackets. Now, as mentioned, the Blue Jackets are heading into this game 14-30-3. Not a great record, not a great season, but that is the best of their records when you take a look at any other situation. Their away record this year is 3-15-2. Their record when allowing the first goal is 5-23-2. And after trailing after 20 minutes, their record is 3-19-2. So if the Edmonton Oilers come out tonight, score the first goal, go into the break up leading over the Columbus Blue Jackets, good chance the Edmonton Oilers are going to walk away with their 7th win in a row, waltzing into the All-Star break, the bye week for the Edmonton Oilers. And that will be a big, big thing for the Edmonton Oilers, especially considering they're only 2 points behind the Seattle Kraken for third place in the division. That would then put them 1 point behind the Kings for second and 2 points behind the Vegas Golden Knights for top of the Pacific Division. You asked me 2 weeks ago if I thought that would have been possible. Yeah, no, I would not have thought so. Either way, the Edmonton Oilers, as mentioned, go for their 7th straight victory over the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight, 7:30 puck drop at Rogers Place. Stuart Skinner versus Jonas Korpisalo in the crease. Now the trade deadline is approaching, and that Edmonton Oilers team needs to add a couple of pieces if they want to keep that streak going, and especially heading into playoffs. And Frank Saravalli yesterday on 630 CHED said that Ivan Provorov was a stylistic fit for the Edmonton Oilers. What does that mean? And I have another player who could be a stylistic fit for the Edmonton Oilers over Ivan Provorov. We will talk about that in just a second, but first, today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. The NFL playoffs are here, and we are really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they are the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers join today with and get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn, and FanDuel has all of your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. Now, we know we've been talking a lot about the Super Bowl coming up and the AFC and NFC championship games. Now, I want a Brock Purdy versus Joe Burr. Little bit of Cincinnati Bengals, San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl. And you know what? Looking at these lines on FanDuel, pretty interesting lines if you ask me. For the Super Bowl of the people, the 49ers are currently sitting at a plus 126 underdog. However, the Bengals and the Chiefs are sitting even at a minus 108 on the money line. Things might get pretty interesting here for the Super Bowl and the Niners and the Bengals. Let's be real. We all want Joe Shiesty and Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant versus the first overall pick. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But either way, it's all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet and get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Alrighty, let's move on to an interesting topic here. Yesterday, Frank Saravalli of Daily Faceoff was on Oilers Now on 630 CHED with Bob Stauffer, and they were talking about fits for the Edmonton Oilers at the NHL trade deadline, and Saravalli said something interesting. Frank Saravalli said, in his opinion, the best stylistic fit for the Edmonton Oilers right now would be Ivan Provorov. That silence was exactly what happened when Frank Saravalli mentioned that to Bob Stauffer on the radio yesterday. Now, the following then came that, of course, there's all of the things that have been going on with Ivan Provorov off the ice and basically in warm-up recently. But as mentioned, Ivan Provorov was the best stylistic fit for the Edmonton Oilers. So a couple things. The first thing is, as Bob Stauffer said, the reason why he went quiet was not because of the off-ice and everything that's been going on, everything like that. It's because Ivan Provorov currently sits with a $6.7 million cap hit. Not that friendly. And considering the game that Ivan Provorov currently brings to the NHL, not worth the $6.7 million. In fact, if you may remember just the other day, we were talking about the Athletics player cards, and going through the player cards for Ivan Provorov, they said that his market value is basically league minimum right now. That is because his metrics right now is getting the ice time of a better than 85% of the NHL right now. He has a goals percentile of 53%, so he's better than 53% of the NHL. He is in the 54th percentile in assists and the 54th percentile in points. Then, his offensive differential is at a 12%, which is, or is better, excuse me. His offensive differential is in the 12th percentile, which has a minus 10.9 differential so far this year. And his defensive differential sits in the 33rd percentile in the NHL, meaning that's over 60% of players, or in fact, over 65% of players in the NHL are playing better than him defensively at minus 6.4 right now. And you may remember the GSVA, basically the war value of a player in hockey as opposed to what it would be in baseball, the wins above replacement, basically telling you how many games this player wins or loses the game for you. And it's at a relatively mediocre minus 0.1. We will basically call that zero. That's nothing. So that is what it is. Basically a baseline player for one of the worst teams in the NHL. Then we love my goals for and goals against per 60 minutes. And Ivan Provorov wouldn't sit in a very good spot amongst the Edmonton Oilers. 18th in goals for per 60 minutes at 5-on-5. 15th in goals against per 60 minutes at 5-on-5. 21st at expected goals for per 60 minutes. And 23rd at expected goals against per 60 minutes, all at 5-on-5. Then in all situations, Ivan Provorov would be 17th for goals for per 60 minutes, 20th for goals against, 20th at expected goals for, and last on the Edmonton Oilers for expected goals against per 60 minutes in all situations. Now, this again comes with the caveat that Ivan Provorov is playing for not a very good hockey team this year. However, Ivan Provorov has been declining for the last couple of years, and the Philadelphia Flyers have been rumored about moving Ivan Provorov for the last couple of years as well. It gets to a point where damaged goods are basically damaged goods. And yes, maybe in a Western Canadian market where Ivan Provorov played his junior hockey with the Brandon Wheat Kings, maybe it would be a better fit. Now, as I was saying with the other side of it, what does a stylistic fit mean? What he's saying is that a player who can take the pressure off of Darnell Nurse, who can play meaningful minutes, who can also move the puck. Maybe you can play him with Darnell Nurse, but mostly you're bringing in a guy who can share the minutes that Darnell Nurse normally would. Not really try and take it away, just share it. That would be what Ivan Provorov is. And again, Frank Cervalli wasn't saying the Edmonton Oilers need to trade for Ivan Provorov or the Edmonton Oilers are just wrong. They're going to lose the Stanley Cup, blah, 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 blah. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that the type of player Ivan Provorov is and the type of hockey that Ivan Provorov brings to the game each and every night is the type of defenseman the Edmonton Oilers need. I wouldn't disagree with that. However, there is one player, not one player, but there's a player that has maybe not necessarily or officially fallen out of favor with his team right now, but his head coach just last night came out in the media and said that he needs to play better. He hasn't been playing well, and you need a better game out of Colton Parayko. Local kid. If you want to talk about salary price point, it's right around there. I believe he's making $6.5 million as opposed to the $6.7 of Ivan Provorov. So if you're willing to take that much money in Ivan Provorov, you can take a little bit of a bump in Colton Parayko. Now, in four extra games from Ivan Provorov, Ivan Provorov has 3 goals, 15 assists, 18 points in 49 games. In 45 games for Colton Parayko, 2 goals, 13 assists, 15 points. One of the main differences is between these two players. One of them is a Stanley Cup champion. One of them is 6'6", 228 pounds, while the other one is 6'1", 201 pounds. And if you're looking for a stylistic fit with a player who has basically the exact same metrics as Ivan Provorov, it's Colton Parayko. He's in the 93rd percentile in ice time, 43rd percentile in goals, which is 10 percentile, I guess, 10% lower than Ivan Provorov. But he is in the 71st percentile in assists for defensemen and 56th percentile, or 66th, excuse me, percentile in points, which where Ivan Provorov is in the 54th percentile in both of those. So you're getting a better offensive output from Colton Parayko on a team that doesn't really have a lot of offensive output with the St. Louis Blues, especially on the back end. Now you take a look at the expected goals as well. Colton Parayko above Ivan Provorov in that. The only main difference really is the offensive differential, where Colton Parayko sits at a 2 percentile, where Ivan Provorov is in the 12th percentile. But the defensive differential sits at a 45 percentile for Colton Parayko, where Ivan Provorov is in the 33rd percentile. They both have basically the same wins above replacement between the two of them, so there isn't much of a difference. And when you compare those goals for per 60 minutes and goals against per 60 minutes, they are virtually the same, except Colton Parayko is above Ivan Provorov in most of those, only by like a point or above him by one person, but he's still more productive than Ivan Provorov. As mentioned, 6'6", 228 pounds. The knock on a guy like Vladislav Gavrikov now has been that he's not as physical of a defenseman that people have been slating him to be, have been saying, oh, he's a real cycle stopper. Well, Colton Parayko is, and he's got the feet. And by the way, he's a local kid. Now, I'm not sure how willing St. Louis would be to part with Colton Parayko. I think he is a very coveted part of that team for the St. Louis Blues. But maybe a team that's looking for a couple of different pieces. We know that Tarasenko and O'Reilly are probably, if not most definitely, already out the door for those teams. So maybe now would be the time to capitalize on Colton Parayko if he does start to regress here on the side of the St. Louis Blues. Now on the side of the Edmonton Oilers, you could be getting a Stanley Cup champion defenseman. I don't know if I want to put Chris Pronger 2.0 on the guy's head, but is this, again, a similar game to Chris Pronger, minus all of the goals that Chris Pronger had and the offensive quarterbacking abilities that Chris Pronger had as well. But those are very good qualities that Colton Parayko can contribute at times. So, yes, Frank Saravalli did say that Ivan Provorov is a stylistic fit for the Edmonton Oilers. However, taking the stylistic fit of that quote from Frank Saravalli, I would put Colton Parayko in a better spot than Ivan Provorov. What do you think? I know, let's keep it to only hockey. I don't want any of this extra stuff. I kept it to only hockey. If you could keep the same respect, please only talk about hockey in this comment section. What do you think about the Edmonton Oilers potentially acquiring a guy like Ivan Provorov or Colton Parayko, or who else in the NHL do you think is a stylistic fit for the Edmonton Oilers? Either way, speaking of potential fits for the Edmonton Oilers, how about players they've drafted over the last couple of years. Let's get into the Edmonton Oilers prospect report in just a second. Alrighty, on to the Edmonton Oilers prospect report. And the Edmonton Oilers prospect report today, we are heading over to Europe as three Edmonton Oilers prospects currently playing in Russia and two of them currently playing in Sweden. We got some pretty interesting names right now over in Europe. And I want to start off with the leading point getter of all the European prospects for the Edmonton Oilers, and that is Maxim Berezhkin, who has played 40 games in the KHL this year, 4 goals, 15 assists, 19 points. He has 7 points in his last 9 games for Lokomotiv Yaroslavl. And honestly, there's been not a lot of chatter, because I think chatter suggests that there's more merit to it. I see a lot of Oilers fans and a lot of people who cover prospects go, the Edmonton Oilers need to get this guy over to North America. He's 6'2", 216 pounds at 21 years old. He had just last year in the MHL, which is the Russian equivalent to like the CHL. Last year, he had 35 points in 22 games in the MHL and has been a regular in the KHL this year. If you go on Twitter, you can even find like assists from this kid, goals from this kid. He has been a very important part to Lokomotiv's season so far. Obviously, 19 points in 40 games already, is on a bit of a point run here. Maybe a player to watch out for these next couple of years. So the Oilers selected him in 2020 in the 5th round with the 138th overall pick. Again, a very interesting pick for the Edmonton Oilers to keep an eye out for. Now, he has played a couple of games in the VHL, which is the Russian equivalent to the AHL, with Molo Perm. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. But 9 games with them there, 3 goals, 3 assists, 6 points. But that was mostly just as, I believe, a conditioning stint, they called it. But he is playing regular time with Lokomotiv in the KHL, playing against men. That is the important thing for Maxim Berezhkin. Now we are going from absolute skill to maybe grit. This is a very interesting story and a very interesting player to watch out for. Maxim Denezhkin. Yes, the Oilers have Maxim Berezhkin and Maxim Denezhkin. So Maxim Denezhkin is currently playing in the KHL right now. Or no, excuse me, he has played in the KHL, but he's currently playing mostly in the VHL. And it makes sense why. In 28 games, 6 goals, 9 assists, 15 points, 78 penalty minutes. 78. Now, he was suspended earlier on this year for, I don't want to say an ugly situation for him, as him and another player were going into a puck battle. He unfortunately, it was a hockey play. They're going into a battle. The opposition lost a bit of an edge as he was making contact with Denezhkin, and it looked like a Curtis Foster type situation, a Taylor Fadun situation, probably a broken femur. Now, what I could find on the injury, was a broken leg, which I'm sure was his femur. He was holding it right there. It was a very ugly situation. Denezhkin did get suspended for 10 games and did end up coming back from that, but he is on pace for 20 points this year, 8 goals, 12 assists, and is also on pace for 80 penalty minutes. So a player to maybe watch out for. I don't know too much about the kid, considering he may have this dirty side to him, which would be very interesting to see in the NHL. But with all of that said, this should be the time where I say he's 5'10", 165 pounds. Considering Berezhkin is 6'2", 216, Interesting. So that is why I say it makes sense why he's still in the VHL or playing in the VHL. A little bit undisciplined, undersized as well at 5'10", 165. But we will see. The Edmonton Oilers selected him in the seventh round of the 2019 draft, 193rd overall. Now, the last player playing in Russia for the Edmonton Oilers might be the most intriguing of them all. I keep saying that of all of them. But the Edmonton Oilers selected Nikita Yevseyev in the sixth round of the 2022 NHL draft, the most previous NHL draft for the Edmonton Oilers. And not a lot was known on Yevseyev at the time. But Tyler Wright, the Edmonton Oilers head of scouting, said that the Edmonton Oilers scout in Russia was adamant if they were only to pick one player from Russia this year, it had to be this guy. He's, at the time, they said he was bigger than what they were advertising him as. He is a very good defenseman, and he has now been playing full-time hockey in the KHL, full-time with the men at only 18 years old, in 46 games played, 5 goals, 2 assists, 7 points with Akbars Kazan. He did play 2 games in the VHL with Bars Kazan, their affiliate team as well, but has played a majority of the season. In fact, is averaging over 11 minutes per night for Akbars Kazan. Now, I believe this is a very good Alan Mitchell, so low tide on The Athletic, wrote a very good article on the 2022 draft class for the Edmonton Oilers. And we will also talk about this article in just a bit as well, once again, with another Edmonton Oilers prospect currently playing in Europe. But what he says about Nikita Yevseyev is very interesting. The late round pick with the most traction so far from the Oilers 2022 draft is Russian defenseman Nikita Yevseyev. He's a KHL regular at 18 and has scored 5 goals in 44 games now in 46 games. Now that since this has been written, Yevseyev is a 6'1", 187-pound defenseman, and is averaging 11 minutes a night and owns an even strength goal differential of 19-12, which means he is a +7. Now, the knock on him was his offensive talent, I guess, but the fact that he's been able to see success offensively in his first full season playing against pros is very important. He was named the Rookie of the Week to start November, where he scored 3 goals in 3 straight games. So, I'm just saying, maybe a steal for the Edmonton Oilers in the 6th round of the 2022 draft, 190th overall. Alrighty, let's leave Russia and head over to Sweden. Let's go to Scandinavia. And the Edmonton Oilers have 2 draft picks currently playing in Sweden, the first of which, Jeremias Lindewall, who plays for Östersunds IK in the SHL. Almost wanted to call it the SM Liga, but that's Finland, wrong part of Scandinavia. In 25 games so far for Lindewall, 2 goals, 3 assists, 5 points for Östersunds. Now, he is coming back from an injury. He was injured in November and just recently came back. In fact, in one of his first games back, he scored the game-winning goal in the shootout. Well, he scored the shootout winner for Östersunds, getting the win over HC Vita Hasten. That was on Friday. Now, maybe a player I don't really expect too much noise from for the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers selected him in 2020 with the 7th round pick, 200th overall. So, again, maybe not a player to keep too much of an eye on, but hey, if he starts moving on, Östersunds. maybe the breeding ground for Edmonton Oilers prospects. Let's wrap up with the most recent, I guess. No, I guess Yevseyev would have been the most recent. But again, one of the most recent. He was selected just before, Nikita Yevseyev in the 2022 NHL draft. In the fifth round, 158th overall, the Edmonton Oilers selected Samuel Johnsson. Finally, the Oilers got their goaltender. And initially, it took a look at his numbers, and man, were they not pretty. And a lot of Oilers fans sat there and went, why? Fair enough. But again, those are just the baseline numbers, and most Oilers fans don't know a lot about the Swedish secondary league, if that was even where he was playing. Now he's playing with Rögle in J20, which is, again, basically the Swedish equivalent of the CHL. And this year, he's, again, playing on a better team. He has a record of 10-11-0, where last year he had a record of 9-20-0, so already has a better win record from last year. He has a .903 save percentage and a 2.49 goals against average so far this year. Now, he's a big goaltender. A lot of people didn't know how big he actually was or is, I guess. 6'5", 201 pounds. And now let's go back again to that interesting article that Low Tide wrote on the Edmonton Oilers prospects. Now, his save percentage has improved over the last year, as mentioned, where last year he had a .883, where this year he now has a .903. And Johnsson has two shutouts for Rögle this season. He is the team starter and is having success. He is facing 23.2 shots per 60 minutes this season, down from the 24.6 just last year. The reduction in shots against is a reflection of his playing on a better team this year. Now, the other interesting thing that I wanted to mention about Samuel Johnsson, and that Low Tide goes on to mention, is that Johnsson, as mentioned, is a big goalie. He's 6'5", 201 pounds. And his scouting reports suggest raw talent with potential. Now, you may remember, and I went back and found the video that this was, but before the NHL draft, I mentioned a number of goaltenders that the Edmonton Oilers could take a look at in the NHL draft. One of them was Hugo Haviland, former Swedish, well, he is a Swedish goaltender. It's not like he changed nationality. Swedish goaltender who stands under 5 feet. In fact, he's 5'10". And Thomas Milic, who is also 5'10". Now, we all know who Thomas Milic is, but I mention that because in Low Tide's article on The Athletic, he has a chart of goaltenders and what their save percentages are and how tall they are. And as they get taller, the worse their save percentages are in Sweden. Lucas Sweden, that's his name. Lucas Sweden has a .921 save percentage and stands 5'7". Hugo Haviland, as mentioned, is 5'10" with a .920 save percentage. Carl Lido has a .915 save percentage and is 5'11". Albin Boya has a .910 save percentage and is 6 feet tall. Alexander Helenmo is 5'11" and has a .9 save percentage. Nils Wahlström is 6'3" and has a .899 save percentage. And then Samuel Johnsson with a .883 save percentage. Again, these numbers were from last year, and he stands 6'5". So, as Low Tide goes on to say, the Oilers aren't the only team to emphasize size in net. The organization is hoping the big man will improve his mechanics, develop more quickness, and avoid injury. Spending next season in a higher league would be a strong indicator for progress for Johnsson. So the numbers, maybe I should say, lie a little bit here, maybe lead you astray a touch, but interesting notes to take a look at when it comes to Samuel Johnsson, and more specifically the development of goaltenders in Europe. Either way, let's wrap it up there. As mentioned, the Edmonton Oilers, that was, by the way, the Edmonton Oilers prospect report over in Europe. But let's wrap it up there. The Edmonton Oilers face off against the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight, 7:30 puck drop at Rogers Place. The Edmonton Oilers going for their seventh straight win. Yes, seventh straight. It will be Stuart Skinner against Jonas Korpisalo in the crease tonight. No Evander Kane for the Edmonton Oilers. That means Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, and Zach Hyman will be the top line. Tomorrow we will have a full review of tonight's game, I guess, for tomorrow's show. And hopefully at the end of tonight's game, we can play La Bamba, baby.